The Girl Who Got Arrested, Scene 1, Learning.
You all probably know the story of Rosa Parks.
In 1955, she refused to give up her seat on a city bus in Alabama.
What Rosa Parks did was shocking. It happened at the beginning of the Civil Rights Movement, a time when people were working to get unfair laws changed.
But did you know before Rosa there were others?
This is the story of the first brave soul who dared challenge Jim Crow on a city bus.
It's 1955 in Montgomery, Alabama. The students in Miss Nesbitt's class at Booker T. Washington High are finishing their presentations on famous black Americans.
During the Civil War, Harriet Tubman escaped slavery, but she returned to the South to free others. Harriet Tubman demonstrated great courage. That's why I want to be like Harriet Tubman.
Mrs. Nesbitt, why does history remember Harriet Tubman and not others?
Didn't other people risk their lives doing the same thing?
That seems likely, doesn't it? History can be rather fickle about who and what it remembers.
The discussion moved towards Jim Crow's laws. Such laws were created to keep black citizens apart from whites.
Sometimes justice is slow. Here in Alabama, it seems as slow as molasses. But the Constitution says all people have equal rights.
I'm not sure that's true in Montgomery, Mrs. Nesbitt.
How do you mean?
I remember when the rodeo was coming to town, we were really excited. Dad bought me a cowboy hat and my sister cowboy boots, but it turned out the rodeo was only for white folks, so we never got to go. That doesn't sound equal to me.
It's like when my mom took me to buy a hat for Easter. The sales lady wouldn't let me try them on. She said my hair was dirty. If I tried them on, none of the white customers would want them.
That's the way it is for black folks, and we all know there's been worse.
Sooner or later, the Constitution is coming to Montgomery. You just watch.
Scene 2, Standing.
Later that day, a group of black students, including a 15-year-old from Miss Nance's class, board a city bus.
It is still 9 months before the world would know of Rosa Parks.
The students seat themselves away from the white section.
That was a good report you gave, Claudette. You sure can talk.
Thanks. My mama always says I can talk more than 10 lawyers put together.
Soon the bus gets crowded.
Claudette, we got to move this white lady onto our seats.
Claudette sees a woman standing nearby. The bus driver notices, too.
I need those seats.
Claudette's schoolmates go stand in back, but Claudette's mind is still swirling with thoughts of the Constitution.
She thinks about her dreams of becoming a lawyer and the courage of Harriet Tubman.
She knows the law. She only has to give up her seat if the others are available further back.
Why are you still sitting there? I need that seat.
The driver summons the police. He points at Claudette.
That's nothing new. I had trouble out of that thing before.
You gonna get up?
No, sir.
Claudette begins to cry.
Get up!
It's my constitutional right to sit here as much as that lady. I paid my fare. It's my constitutional right.
The bus is full of people, but no one speaks up for Claudette.
The officers yank her from the seat. One of them picks her.
It's my constitutional right. It's my constitutional right.
They drag her out, handcuff her, and push her into a police car. Claudette worries they'll try to hurt her.
But at the city jail, it's the sound of the iron door clanking shut that hurts the worst. Alone in a cell, she falls to her knees and cries.
Scene 3, Suffering.
That night, Claudette is bailed out of jail.
Her neighbors rally around her.
It was your squeaky little voice that kept you from getting beat up.
We'll have to keep on our guard. They've lynched people for less.
I'm proud of you, Claudette. I think you brought the revolution to Montgomery.
Claudette had done something most adults hadn't. She stood up for her rights. Black leaders talked about using her case to challenge segregation.
At school, she's a celebrity.
Look there, that's the girl who got arrested.
She refused to let Jim Crow push her around.
I wish I had the courage to do that.
But in court, Claudette is declared guilty of violating segregation laws.
And because one officer claimed she'd scratched him, she's also convicted of assault.
She's put on probation, but with a criminal record, her dreams of becoming a lawyer are over.
Black leaders decide she's too emotional and low class. When she returns to school, her classmates turn against her as well.
But look, there's the crazy bus girl.
Who does she think she is? She just made it tougher for the rest of us.
She must think she's as good as white people. If you ask me, she's got what she deserved.
With no friends and no future, Claudette is soon forgotten.
Scene 4, Returning.
In the months following, others were arrested for the same thing. By the time Rosa Parks was arrested in December, the black community was ready for action.
Dr. Martin Luther King helped organize the Montgomery bus boycott. Black people refused to ride the buses until the unfair laws rules were changed.
While the boycott dragged on, they went to court claiming Montgomery buses laws violated the Constitution, just as Claudette had claimed 11 months earlier.
It is dangerous for African Americans to stand up in public and fight for equality, but Claudette is willing to testify. In a sense, she becomes a present-day Harriet Tubman.
I call Claudette Colvin to the stand.
Claudette tells the court how she was mistreated.
The policeman asked if I was going to get up. I was crying then. I was very hurt because I didn't know why people would act like that.
The judges listened closely.
I didn't move at all. I just acted like a big baby. The policeman kicked me, and then they just drugged me out. I was very pitiful. It really hurt me to see that I'd have to give a person a seat when all those colored people were standing and there were not any more vacant seats.
What happened when you got to jail?
Well, all the people were staring at me. The policeman said she didn't want to sit back there with the Negroes, so they put me in the cell and locked the door.
When the lawyer for the city questions Claudette, he tries to trick her into saying it was Dr. King who made them stop riding the buses.
Did you have a leader when you started this boycott?
Our leaders is just we ourselves.
Be honest, Miss Colvin, why'd you stop riding the buses?
Because we were treated wrong, dirty, and nasty.
Wasn't it because of the certain things Reverend King said?
No, sir. It was in the beginning when they arrested me. We were getting treated like that all the time. Some of us just didn't have the guts to stand up.
The court ruled that Montgomery's bus segregation laws were unconstitutional.
If there was a star witness, it was Claudette Colvin.
Through all her suffering, Claudette had brought the Constitution to Montgomery.
My name is Layla, and I play as Mrs. Nesbitt.
My name is Courtney, and I play as Student 3 and Neighbor 3.
My name is Destiny, and I play as Student 1 and Neighbor 1.
My name is Nick, and I play as Bus Driver.
My name is Raina, and I play Narrator 2.
My name is Carson. I play Attorney Green and Officer 2.
My name is Dan. I play Historian 1.
My name is Nathan. I play Narrator 1.
My name is Andy, and I play Student 2, Officer 1, and Attorney Nate.
My name is Megan. I play Historian 2.
My name is Anna, and I play Claudette.